You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Theater kids, rejoice. There is a new program in Idaho that could send you to Broadway. Public and private high schools in the Treasure Valley are actually being invited to participate in the inaugural Year of the Idaho High School Theater Awards program. Now, the program is designed to celebrate, support, as well as advocate for high school theater education. Joining us live today to talk about this is Laura Kendall, Executive Director of the Morrison Center, who is producing this program. Laura, good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Good to be here.
So can you first just quickly give us an overview of this high school theater program?
Absolutely. So the Morrison Center, as you know, has Touring Broadway, a series that we do every year. And we are part of the Broadway League, which is the national organization that different producers and venues across the country are all a part of. And they have a national program called the Jimmy Awards. And every year, kids from all across the country go to New York City and they perform on stage in front of producers and win scholarships. It's an incredible opportunity. And those kids that go to that program are chosen through regional programs throughout the country. And Idaho has never had the opportunity because there's never been a program here. So we decided, as the Morrison Center and as a member of the Broadway League, it was time that we brought mm-hmm. this opportunity to our teachers and our students here in Idaho. So it's a year-long program, but that's not the whole program. That's one part of it. Really, the program regionally is supporting all of our great theater teachers, music teachers in high schools, actually across the state of Idaho, who are producing musical theater. And we want to recognize their hard work, and we want to recognize the great work that their students are doing. So the ways that we do that is we have an opportunity to send professionals in our community to go out and adjudicate their show and give them excellent feedback. We also, as you know, have touring companies here. So we are, mm-hmm. in fact, as we speak, loading in Hamilton. So we have opportunities for actors to get to work with our community and teach masterclasses and workshops through this program that's free for teachers that participate for their students. And then finally, we will host a regional celebration on the Morrison Center stage, just handing out awards and doing a showcase so students from all across the state get to see each other's work and perform where Broadway performs when it comes to Boise. So that's the program in a nutshell, and we're looking for teachers that are interested in being a part of our program.
I have to say, I think it's just such a wonderful thing to be doing because as you know, are quite aware, I think sometimes the arts, especially within the educational system, can sometimes be kind of that last thing that we think about, right? I mean, it's the reading, writing, arithmetic, and then if you have time, go to that elective. But I think for some students, I mean, it fills a need and that creative outlet that we all need to have, you know, we need an outlet like that. So talk a little bit, you know, just about the necessity that you've seen since you've been at the Morrison Center for something like this.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I think the skills that young people learn when they do theater together, it increases literacy skills. We know this. There's tons of research that shows that. It increases confidence, public speaking, ability to work as a team and also as a leader. So really just increasing so many soft skills that you need, right? As a young person, whether you're going to go to college or into the workforce or, you know, being a good citizen, these are all skills that you take with you. So that I think is a huge part of our program. And what we've seen over and over again with it is, you know, we hear teachers say, you know, we had a student who was not connecting with their, with the other students, and then all of a sudden come alive when they're able to work together and put on a character and put on a show. So it, that stuff I think is super important. And also, you know, that builds community. So these are students who all love theater, or they wouldn't be doing it, or interested in theater. And so now they've got a community of kids that are just like them and love that experience as well. And then the third thing I will say is putting on a show is hard work. I think we often see the show at the end and we think it's fun. When I was a kid doing theater, my mom called it play practice, which I love. It's rehearsal, mom. It's rehearsal.
Exactly, mom.
So I think what we are intending to do is to put it on the same level that a lot of other clubs and things at the high school level get, or even athletics. And so we're designing a really incredible trophy award that's tangible, that then when students are receive an outstanding performance award, it's an award that goes to the school and goes to that teacher and gets put in a display case, hopefully, where all of their other accolades go. So we want to say, you know, musical theater and theater in general is it's viable. It's a vocation. It's important. You know, I was a theater kid and I learned about all of the great opportunities that are available to work in this field, not only on stage, but behind the scenes and working in arts administration. So, you know, I've made a career out of it. So it is a viable career, but that's not always the point of this program. It's really just to celebrate the work that's being done and the hard work that teachers and students are putting into the plays that they're doing.
So let's talk about the program itself and how, I mean, you've talked about, you know, the program, but in the nitty gritty of how you would get involved. You said, first off, you need teachers to participate, but you also need students. So how would they get involved? Is there an audition process for students? You know, what will this look like?
Absolutely. So we know teachers are very, very busy. So this isn't a program that we want to feel, that we want teachers to feel like, oh, it's one more thing I have to do. We're making it super easy to just register online. And once you register, you're in the program. And it's really an opportunity to just add an additional layer to things that you're already doing. So what we would need from the teacher once they sign up is, okay, let us know when you're doing your musical and we'll arrange for folks to come out and watch it and write up some feedback so you can share that with students. We hear from teachers a lot. It's like, oh my gosh, I tell them these things, you know, to speak louder in this point or do this and that. But when you have sort of that outside eye, it all of a sudden takes what their words are and elevates them even further. So we are there to support the teachers. And then after that, we want to let all the teachers know too, this isn't a competition. So there isn't an audition process to be a part of this regional program. We want them to know, you know, we celebrate all different sizes of high school programs and high schools in general. And a teacher could do, this is their first musical that they've ever done, or their 100th. It doesn't matter. What it's about is really just connecting with each other. And with that comes some great bonus opportunities, like I was talking about with the master classes and some resources that we can give teachers. So that's it. You can go to morrisoncenter.com and click on our community tab, and we'll have tons of information there on ways, on the way that you can just to sign up. And we're hoping we have about 15 schools this first year. Give us a try. And then we'll put on a celebration at the end of the year where their students and the teachers get recognized.
So can you talk a little bit more then about the opportunity, I believe, for two Idaho students that would get the opportunity to head back to New York City and Broadway? How does all of, how does all of that work in?
Because I'm sure
there, how does that happen? Because you know, ears are perking up.
So I think for students that would be interested in that opportunity, their school does need to be registered in their regional program. So that is a requirement to get to go to the New York City program. That's why this program in Idaho is so important. For the students that are interested, there'll be a nomination process through their school. They'll have the adjudication process as a part of that too. And then this will include an audition for the students. So it's a little few more steps for the student to participate, to be able to go to the New York program. But again, if they're geared for this and they're excited and they want to do it, the process isn't complicated. It's just a few extra steps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if they want to try to participate in the opportunity in New York City, that's when they would audition, but they Correct. Do not have to audition in order to participate in the local program.
That's right. Absolutely right. There's no requirement to do the New York piece if you don't want to. And we find that the students who are really serious about musical theater already know about this program. So we've shared it out with teachers, and I'm surprised at how many students know about it. They've watched it, they've mm-hmm. seen it, they've broadcasted it and things like that. So they are really, really aware of it. But for teachers and students who are, just want to celebrate what they're doing in their own school, this is just another way to do that. So it's kind of two parts, but they go together.
Well, and I have to say, I mean, I love Broadway, and there's nothing like Broadway in New York City. And what I think is cool about this for these students is the theater, Laura, that they would get to be in for some of this. I mean, because if people have ever been to Broadway, I mean, there are these just acclaimed theaters.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I mean, the what I really love is I've been to the program that happens in New York City, and it's just incredible. It's on the Minskoff stage, so it's where the Lion King performs. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it gives me goosebumps to see just all of this talent across our country, showcasing on this one night. It's pretty spectacular. And we just feel really fortunate too to have a stage like the Morrison Center to do our regional program, and that Broadway comes in. I mean, with Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen at the end of our season. I mean, we just have such high caliber touring artists that are coming through here. It's important for them to get to see what's happening in Idaho as well, right? And to get a chance to work with our students, because the talent is here in Idaho.
So you mentioned that teachers can sign their program up online. Is there a deadline as to when they need to do that? And I'm assuming it's just the Morrison Center website.
Yes, morrisoncenter.com. We would love to have their form filled out by February 15th, because we know most of the schools do spring musicals. So we want to make sure we have enough information in time to get people set up to come out and see their shows. So February 15th, and certainly they can reach out to me directly. If they have any questions, I'm happy to hop on the phone with any teacher and walk them through the program.
And I know you had mentioned that any school is welcome, big or small. Is it just limited to the Treasure Valley, Laura, or are you looking at expanding that to outside the Treasure Valley?
Yeah, it's a great question. Our goal is to have any school across Idaho participate. Right now, as we launch it, we're focusing on the Treasure Valley because we have the resources that we know of when we first started that we can get to the teachers here. But hopefully by the next year and thereafter, we'll be able to expand that. But certainly if someone hears this show and they happen to be outside of the Treasure Valley, I would love to hear from them, because there's great opportunities for us to connect. And I really am excited about making this statewide.
I just think it's such a wonderful opportunity for teachers and students. I mean, you're right, Laura, that we have such accolades for other, extracurricular activities for students, in particular athletics, and, not every kid is that their path, right? And yeah. And so to be able to have a program that I think inspires and that advocates for the arts can just, it can be life-changing for these kids, whether they make a career of it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say too, for the teachers, what we've seen across the country is teachers who participate in this program and their administration starts to see the accolades that they're getting, all of a sudden there's more energy around the theater program. Mm. And there's more excitement and more understanding of the work that's being put into the programs. And sometimes that comes with resources. So if anything, we also help with visibility within their own school system. So we're really super excited to get this launched. And Gemma, I can't thank you enough for speaking with me today and help getting the word out.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a huge theater fan. So anything we can do to help these students and teachers. We've been talking with Executive Director of the Morrison Center, Laura Kendall, about their new theater program for students. They will have information on their website. We'll put that on our website as well. Laura, as always, really nice to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you, Gemma. Appreciate it.
And a good luck with Hamilton as it begins its long run.
Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.